The lion heart brave has come such a long way, felt so much whether touched upon pleasure or pain. Endured the end game of the roughest terrain and been sure to encourage Jeff's reclaim. Famed by some for favour in the sun, berated by others for relating to the moon. Could have been forgotten too soon had he based ruminate upon assume. Listen to the whispers in director's source, for they endorse no true regard in part of crafted bloom. Deconstructing structures on the path of great by muse, to remark then on the harshness of perfume. Half he spelled out loom, the other half renew. Arteries were fast to bleed to interweave the two. Had to force the majesty emphatically to scatter seed and reap the harvest massively mistravesty perceived. Had to read the prelude to proceed unto next chapter. Dream the dream to catch a glimpse of princely view and stature. The lion heart brave had come such a long way, yet never one time had he moved from his place, far away from ill grace and disproportionate fortune. Who no thought presumed he reinforced the fallen arches with a penchant for digression to undress the veins of artists. From cathartic to degree, he felt lethargic to degree and needed rightly to be seen to feel remarkably believed. He fell to knees with eyes disguised and gazed upon his grace and quiet. Was the most timely of requirement that he was thankful grown to rise. The precious few had found their voice within this joy-sweet garden bloom. To remark upon the sweetness of perfume. He would not see this tribe left unmoved and would run to the sun just to prove that as sure as his eyes were deep blue, theirs were grounds built on foundations true. The lion heart brave had come such a long way, yet allowed in the shade it resounded most blue, to abound of the many where once there were few, to astound at the unbounded view.